This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 24th. God's word for you today is Accessing Grace, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 23 to 24, and it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus is unmerited favor, is spiritual blessing, is profound mercy, be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen." To access God's sustaining grace, the first thing you do is call out for God's help. Humble yourself and call out to God for help. The second thing you do is fill your mind with God's word. Fill your mind not with movies, shows, or social media reels, but with the word of God. The third thing you do is accept support from God's people. Ask and trust God to bring his own trustworthy people into your life. People who are not in competition with your destiny. People who are in your life to help you and for you to help them. People who will cheer you on, not tear you down. Look for ways to derail you or beat their chest over you. But you have to accept the help that God is bringing your way. You have to accept it. Some of us help people, but we don't like to be helped. That is not how things work. The way things are set up is that it is a two-way street. You don't just help people, you have to also accept help from people. To access God's sustaining grace, the fourth thing you do is hold on to God's promises. My brother, my sister, you have to hold on to God's promises. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31 says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I love the scripture. Are you weary? God will give you strength in the name of Jesus. Are you weak? God will increase your power. As you hope in the Lord and hold on to God's promises, he will renew your strength. I see your strength being renewed in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "So we do not look at what we can see right now, the troubles all around us, but we look forward to the joys in heaven, which we have not yet seen. The troubles will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever." The troubles you can see right now will soon be over in the name of Jesus. But the joys that God is bringing into your life will last forever and ever in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. So, where do you need God's sustaining grace today? Where are you discouraged and feel like giving up? Call out for God's help. Fill your mind with God's word. Accept support from God's people. Hold on to God's promises. And as you do this, God's sustaining grace will overwhelm you, overshadow you, and surround your life. God's sustaining grace will keep you standing when you are tempted, keep you going even when you are tired, and give you victory when you are troubled. Let us pray. Father, help me and overflow me with your sustaining grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.